Hey guys, happy end of February. Today kind of snuck up on me. I realized it was the 28th and I was like, oh shoot, I need to record the Q&A. So, this month's random fact is that I was born at home, not in a hospital. And I was also born 2 weeks early. I feel like that's actually not that interesting, but that's all I got, so... Okay, so on to the questions. M. Meyer asked, have you ever stolen anything? I am proud to say that I have never stolen anything. Not even a 7-Eleven chocolate bar. M. Meyer also asked, what is something extremely embarrassing that happened to you? Alright, so when I was about 10, my friend asked me if I could come over to her house, and so I told her I'd go ask my dad, because our parents were around. So I walked over to him, and the truth was I didn't actually want to go to her house because this girl honestly kind of scared me. And so I walked over to my dad, and I was like, she invited me to her house, but I don't want to go. Can you just say no? And then I turned around, and like in a movie or something, she was just standing right behind me. Like she'd followed me over and had been standing there the whole time. So she got really mad and didn't talk to me for like a week. It was really awkward. I felt really bad. And I'm shuddering just thinking about it. Okay, next question. M. Meyer also asked, if you were a waitress, would you spit in the drink of a rude customer? Definitely not. I don't have the guts. I think I'd be too afraid of someone finding out and me getting fired. Also, I don't know, I don't think it would make me feel much better. More likely, if I had a rude customer, I think I would just cry. M. Meyer also asked, sadly, you have died, RIP. As you're a Buddhist, you're setting up for your next life. A superior force provides you with a total of 10 points that you can allocate to 5 traits: prettiness, cleverness, kindness, healthiness, wealth. Here come the questions. Please answer in the following order. 1, share the points as you wish for your life to come. 2, how do you think the points are shared in your current life? 3, am I even allowed to ask so many questions? Oh my gosh, wow. Okay. Okay, in choosing the points for my next life, I would go for 3 points for kindness, 2 points for healthiness, 2 points for cleverness, 2 points for prettiness, 1 point for wealth. I think. That's a fun question. A difficult question, though. How do I think the points are shared in my current life? I don't know. I mean, that's a really cool question, but I feel like I can't answer that for myself. I don't know. And yes, you are absolutely allowed to ask so many questions. Ask as many as you want. I love doing Q&As, so you're honestly doing me a favor by asking stuff. And Meyer also said, use this one as your outro. How is the new Hobbit movie? That is a reference to my diary that I kept as a child. And it does make for a pretty catchy outro, for sure. I will save that question for last. Thank you, M. Meyer. I love that you remember that. X-Mania asked, have you ever attempted speaking with a different accent for anything, like a video? If so, how did it go? Yes. And I don't want to talk about it. No, I tried doing a southern accent once for one of my audios because I needed to have a waitress in part of it. And I was like, okay, maybe if I use editing software to change the pitch and if I speak in an accent, it'll work. And I can tell you right now that it did not work and that idea was instantly scrapped because I cannot do accents. I'm terrible at them. Never again. Simbrenor asked, what is a country you would like to visit one day? And where does Germany rank? Ooh, okay. Italy is pretty high on my list. I'd love to visit Italy. I would also love to visit Germany. I don't know where it ranks on my list, though. Maybe fifth? Berlin looks beautiful. I'd love to go there someday, for sure. Tanner S. asked, what do you think is the most unique thing that you own? What a cool question. I don't know. I don't really own any cool knickknacks or anything. I'm generally pretty minimalistic. So, this is tough. Maybe, I don't know if you'd consider this unique necessarily, but Hermione Granger's gray knit cardigan that she wears in the 7th Harry Potter movie. I bought it on eBay a couple years ago because I'd actually been wanting that cardigan since I was like 10 years old. I remember being in an eBay bidding war for that cardigan when I was like 10, but I didn't get it. And I don't know, a couple years ago, I looked for it again and I found it. And so I took the plunge and finally bought it. It's actually pretty sought after. If you Google Hermione Granger Zara cardigan, there are people who have like knit it themselves to replicate it, and yeah, I don't know. So I think that's probably the most unique thing that I own. Gray Monahan asked, what would your channel name be if it wasn't named Afterglow ASMR? Way back when I first started my channel, a few of you might know this, my channel name was Clandestine. And then I changed it within like a month, I think. So I guess it would be that, Clandestine, which by the way means like something that is kept secret. And when I first started my channel, I didn't want anyone to know that I was doing ASMR on YouTube. It was like my secret little hobby that I kept under wraps. So that's why I named my channel Clandestine. Gray Monahan also asked, if you are going to visit Europe, which countries and places would you most want to visit? What food would you want to try? And what souvenirs would you bring back? All right, so, oh my gosh, everywhere. Like I said, definitely Italy. I'd want to try authentic Italian pizza and explore Venice. I think it's so cool that you get around Venice by boat. That's so cool. Where else? Also France. Go to Paris and see the Eiffel Tower. Eat a croissant at a cafe. It all just sounds very aesthetically pleasing. Greece, Germany, Switzerland, also Amsterdam, looks gorgeous. I just want to bike around that whole city and just admire everything. London is another city I'd love to visit. As for what souvenirs, maybe ceramics from Italy, chocolate from France, maybe some leather sandals from Greece. Also jewelry. You can never go wrong with jewelry. Gray Monahan also asked, people always ask, what superpower would you most want to have? But what superpower would you not want your parents or brother to have? Ooh. Mind reading? Definitely mind reading. That would suck. J-Dog asked, what are some songs you'd find on your on-repeat Spotify playlist? Fun question. So I don't really use Spotify. I use Apple Music. But yeah, some songs that I have on repeat lately are Let Somebody Go by Coldplay and Selena Gomez, Ghost by Justin Bieber, Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo. My music taste is very generic. And of course, All Too Well, 10-minute version by Taylor Swift. There have been times where I have that on loop for hours. It's 10 minutes long, so, you know, it takes a while to get old. And it's also a great measure of time. Like, I can use the song as a timer. I'll put something in the oven, and I'll be like, okay, it cooks for 3 All Too Wells. Lord Hubble asked, firstly, what's your name? Secondly, you answered in a previous Q&A that you are 18 years old, so I'm interested in what job direction you want to go. Ooh, okay, so my real name is confidential, unfortunately, but you can call me Glow or Afterglow. And yeah, so I'm 19 now, and I am still unsure about what kind of career I want. That's actually been a struggle for me lately. Growing up, I wanted to be an author, but I decided that that was an unrealistic goal, and so I, you know, just started waiting for something to come up that I felt passionate about. So I'm taking general ed classes right now, and I thought that I'd take a class at some point and be like, wow, this I love. This I could see myself doing long term. But that has not happened. And it's not that I don't like school. I mean, usually there's other stuff I'd rather be doing, but I sometimes do enjoy it, and I'm a good student, but nothing really stands out to me at all. The closest anything has ever stood out to me was statistics. I actually did enjoy that class, and I was a statistics tutor for a semester, which I also enjoyed. So by default, I just kind of decided I'd pursue statistics, and that's what I tell people when they ask what I want to study. But I'm still not really sold on that idea. I see it as like a plan B. To be honest, I think my plan A is doing this. The only thing I have ever really felt passionate about is writing scripts and yeah, making audios. Like, it's so fun for me, and I can't imagine not doing it. So it started out as just a hobby, and I mean, now it's my part-time job, and it's one of my very top priorities. So I would love to just do this as a career. And I was kind of in denial of that for a while, because I was like, no, you can't do YouTube as a career. That's impractical. But looking at it now, it's actually the most practical option, because I love it and I'm already doing it, and it's been really good to me financially, which I owe to you guys, of course. So thank you so, so, so much from the bottom of my heart for your support. But yeah, I don't know. I'm rambling. I think the only thing stopping me from ultimately deciding to do YouTube full time is that I don't want to like sit at the Thanksgiving dinner table and tell my family, oh, I dropped out of college to make audio roleplays on YouTube. I don't know, I'd just feel more grounded if I were to continue as I am with college and like get a more normal job. But I still see myself doing YouTube long term, of course. So yeah, I don't know. I'm at a crossroads. That was a long answer to such a simple question. Sorry. Anyway, Gray Monahan asked, do you have any irrational fears? Sorry for asking so many questions. Don't be sorry. I love this. The more the merrier. Not really off the top of my head. Fear of driving, maybe. I don't know if that's irrational. And I mean, that's kind of an exaggeration. Sometimes I actually like driving, but then other times it stresses me out. I feel like that's pretty common though. Mailman asked, if you could choose a fictional universe to live in, which would it be? Neverland, hands down. I have had recurring dreams where I live in Neverland. I just want to fly and fight pirates with Peter Pan and be friends with fairies. That's the dream. I probably wouldn't be allowed in there though, because I'm an adult. But you know what? I'll just make a fake ID. Tell everyone I'm 12. No one will know. Gray Monahan asked, which is the better version of the song Year 3000? Jonas Brothers or Busted? And why is the correct answer Busted? Also, why on earth did I ask this question? Okay, let me look these up, because unfortunately I'm uncultured and I haven't heard of these. So let's see here. Year 3000. Okay, so here we've got the Jonas Brothers. Let's see. Should I skip to like the chorus? I'll do that. Alright, now let's see. Busted. Okay, so here's Busted. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna have to say Busted. Yeah, you're right. Busted for sure. Sorry, Jonas Brothers. It's nothing personal. Alright, so... Oh, wait. I can't end this yet because I haven't answered the outro question, which was, how was the new Hobbit movie? Very, very good. I suppose now it's old. But yes, very good. Thank you, Meyer, for that. Okay, so... those are all the questions. Thank you so much for asking those, you guys. I'll have a post up soon where you can ask more if you want for the next Q&A, which I would greatly appreciate because, like I said, I love Q&As. So, yeah, okay, that's all. Bye, guys. Mwah.